Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
April 29th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Emily Wilson Hussam. A face full of faith. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed. Acts 14, verse 9. I was walking across the plaza at my university when a young woman approached me and began to speak to me about her group project that I was not a part of. She thought I was Samantha, and I am not Samantha. Once, on an airplane as I walked down the aisle, a man removed his headphones to ask if I am Heather, the former babysitter of his daughters. I am not Heather. I have been mistaken for another woman more times than I can count throughout my life. I have always hoped that it wasn't that each of us resembled one another, but that these people recognized Christ in each of our faces. I have always wondered if it weren't our appearances that looked similar, but our joy, our light, and Christ alive within us that did. Today's first reading, see Acts 14 verses 5 to 18. Speaks of Paul looking intently at a crippled man and clearly seeing faith in his face, the faith to be healed. When the people I encounter today look intently at me, would they see faith? I am inspired to think about whether or not I live with a countenance of faith, one of hope, one of joy, and one of light. We are people of light lost in a sea of very sour faces. And sometimes, if I am truly honest with myself, I join in far too frequently with a sour countenance about anything and everything, with a face that reflects complaints, frustration, or annoyance with others. What story is your countenance telling today? Is it the story of the gospel, of the deep peace that a life in Christ can bring? Even in the midst of life's difficulties, would those who look intently at you see a face full of hope? A face that reflects a heart set on Christ? Would they see a face that reflects the peace and joy so needed in our homes, schools, workplaces, and families? Today, may we be women who radiate a countenance of faith, hope, and joy in a world full of sour faces.